Recently, we sat down with Pocahontas County School Superintendent Terrence Beam, who was eager to fill our listeners in on some of the projects that are upcoming for our schools.
Good morning, Tim. It's always good to sit down and spend a few minutes with you. I'm going to talk to you about four different areas of things going on in our school system right now. First of all, an update of where we are with some of our facilities. We do have obtained funding to install HVAC at our two middle schools, at Martha Middle School and Greenbank Elementary Middle School. We're hoping that that process will start this summer. Originally, we thought we was going to have enough funding for Martha Elementary School also, and we're still seeking ways to include them. But our original money that we received from the federal government was for the middle schools. As I said, I thought we was going to have enough to do those, but then as everybody knows, the price of everything is going out of control. And so it's not possible at this point to do Martin Elementary, but we do hope to get them done here pretty soon. But speaking of Martin Elementary School, we did get an MIP last summer for $1 million. Thrasher was the architectural firm that was hired to do this. And so replacing the Martin Elementary School roof and boiler systems is scheduled to occur this summer. They are already on the project, getting the bids out to contractors to do this work. And so that should be completed before school starts in the fall. The next topic I want to talk about just briefly is ever since we moved out of the central office down in town, we've been trying to find a way to get it demolished because it is an eyesore, it is a safety hazard, it's a lot of things, but it's also very expensive to demolish, mainly because it does contain asbestos. Well, with the help of the county commission working with us, we have received a grant for somewhere around $250,000 to demolish that building. When that will occur, I'm not sure, but I don't anticipate it being that far off. We have told the schools, especially Martin Elementary School, if they have supplies stored there, they need to get those things out of there because they can show up anytime and say we're ready to tear down the building. And hopefully we can use that space then for more parking for Martin Elementary School or possibly bus turnarounds. And the final one is one I'm really excited about. It's sad that we have to do this on one hand, but I'm excited about the fact that we're going to pursue it, and that is the hiring of a full-time resource officer for Pocahontas County High School. In our society today, we have more and more situations where kids feel threatened, employees feel threatened. We have individuals in our community, we have students in our school that are struggling, and you always worry about the possibility of something bad happening at your school. So this will be on the board agenda this month for the board to give us permission to post and fill a position, hopefully even as early as February, not to wait till the end of the school. We don't feel like we need to wait. We feel like we do have the funding to take care of this. So that's something we're excited about. We did have a parole officer at one time at the high school, but it was a employed deputy who, when something would happen in our county, would have to immediately leave the school, and it wasn't that effective. But this position would be a retired officer of some type that could be there the entire school day when the students were there. And we just felt like that would be something that could help us monitor not only fights at school, but threats at school, and also the vaping issue that we have going on in our schools. We're also going to talk to the board about the possibility of adding a second resource officer in the future. Hopefully in the near future, probably not this school year, but maybe by the time school starts next year, that would serve our middle schools. Because we have just as many issues at our middle schools as we do our high schools with vaping and with fighting and with threats. And so we don't feel like that we should ignore the fact that those children are younger because, as you see nationwide, we have those kind of issues at all ages. So pursuing pro officers for our high school immediately and our middle schools soon, I think will put our parents and our employees and our students more at ease knowing that we're offering more protection.
Thanks, Mr. Beam. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.